So you might want to have your brackets for this next segment or maybe a PowerPoint presentation because it is March Madness. The NCAA basketball tournament begins tomorrow, and it's been a wacky year. The defending champion Kentucky Wildcats aren't even in the field, which, by the way, isn't even ready yet. There are two so-called play-in games tonight, Long Island University Brooklyn against James Madison. LaSalle plays Boise State. Last night, North Carolina A&T and St. Mary's earned a place in their play-in wins. That means North Carolina A&T gets a number 16 seed and has to play the top-seeded team in the entire tournament, Louisville. Good luck to the Aggies, because a number 16 seed has never beaten a number one in the history of the planet. Sports Illustrated's Tim Layden joins us. And, Tim, first of all, remind us, the play-in game, what does that mean?
Actually, several years ago, they had one play-in game. 3 years ago, they expanded that to four play-in games. And essentially, it's a way to involve more than just 64 teams in the tournament. Now we're at 68. So to make it work with the 64, 32, 16 type reduction in the tournament, you have to get it down to 64 by that first Thursday. Hence, we have play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right. Well, and everybody's been trying to illustrate this season. I'm looking at the New York Times sports section. They have a huge bottle, it's like a soda bottle, with all these little teams bubbling around at the top. And they say it's a season-long logjam at the top of the rankings. Your sense of the season?
I think that what we've seen is a situation where the fact that the very, very best players, the very, very best basketball players in America get to the NBA as quickly as they can. They no longer spend 3, 4, or even 2 years playing college basketball. Hence, the talent pool of players at the very top is smaller than ever. And as a result of that, the quality of the teams is a little lower than ever. And therefore, we have fewer powerhouse teams. So these teams trade off at the very top of the rankings and the very top of the statistical analysis paradigms throughout the course of the season. And then we get to mid-March and we really have no obvious favorite to win the national championship.
Well, and many of us are just starting to sort of pay attention and asking people like you or looking at the odds makers to see what we should do with the brackets. We mentioned Louisville. The other top seeds are Indiana, Kansas, Gonzaga. President Obama has Louisville, Indiana, Ohio State, and Florida in his Final Four. You know, Louisville and Indiana, you know, people might agree, but what does he see in Ohio State and Florida?
Well, I think in Ohio State you see a team that was very competitive at the upper end, although not the champion of what is probably acknowledged as the best conference in the country, the Big Ten, and a team that defeated Indiana in Bloomington, Indiana, Indiana's home court, late in the year. It's a game that I was at personally and certainly seemed to be better than Indiana on that night, but the on that night part is really the catchphrase there you have to be careful with. Certainly a team that can beat anybody in the country on any night, which I could say about 20 teams of the 66 that are left in the pool right now. But Ohio State is a popular pick. That President Obama's Final Four is probably the most popular Final Four of all.
Huh.
And I would think that Gonzaga is considered as a number one seed in the West, with Ohio State would be considered vulnerable. But at the same time, the pools that I follow, the people that do well in them are often the elementary school children of experts. So it's this is very hard to say that anyone's expert picks are likely to come true here.
Well, by the way, we just want to quickly mention the women's Final Four. It doesn't start till Saturday. We'll cover it more. But the president there picked Baylor, Connecticut, Notre Dame, and California. Sound good to you?
California would be the unusual one there because most people think that would be Stanford, California's rival. Those are the top four seeds. California is good. I think everyone accepts that there's less parity in the women's basketball game, more power teams, and a bigger gap between the good teams and the just decent teams. That Connecticut, Notre Dame, and certainly defending national champion Baylor would be the three teams that everyone expects to be in the Final Four in the women's game.
So that's the women's. They start Saturday. The men's tourney tomorrow. Where are you going to be? What game?
I will be in Philadelphia for four games there, the first of which is number 15 seed Duke, a perennial power, tipping off against number 2 seed Albany and the upset winner of the Northeastern Conference.
My heart is with Albany. My people are from there. So anyway, Tim Layden of Sports Illustrated, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the brackets are the easy part. Now President Obama is in the Middle East, and we'll take a look at his trip next here and now.